In this episode, you will discover how to stay stuck at your 9-to-5 with a hobby podcast that can't monetize. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gaucher.
And in this episode, you will discover the single biggest mistake you're making as a podcaster that's keeping you stuck at a fixed growth ceiling.
Why ignoring the big decision of what you want your podcast to be can mean you'll never make enough money to quit your 9-to-5 and do the show full time.
And finally, the behind the scenes stories of podcasters who've been stuck for 4+ years without building traction or income, and the only path for you to escape. Hello and welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like, and address the uncomfortable truth around what's holding you back from taking your show to that next level. So Tyke, here's a question that I feel most podcasters don't want to answer honestly, which is this. If someone was looking at your podcast and they were a total stranger, and they were judging your podcast based purely off of how much time and effort and strategic focus you're putting into the growth and marketing side of the podcast, would they think you're building a business or maintaining a hobby? Now, we speak to so many podcasters who tell us day in and day out that they want to replace their full-time income, that they want to build a highly engaged audience, and they want to make impact. However, when we dig into their story and look at how they've been operating, meaning how they've been showing up in regards to the growth, the monetization, the strategic side of the podcast, not just creating content, well, that 9 times out of 10 almost always tells a totally different story.
And that story looks like recording when you find time, editing when you can, and when you do is like researching strategies but not always implementing them, mostly not implementing them, sometimes implementing them for a week, 2 weeks, no end in sight, no way of tracking it, no clear strategy really throughout, starting things but not finishing them, and being inconsistent with the very activities that, you know, actually drives growth.
And then we see this time and time again, which is almost like people are then shocked, you know, they're almost surprised that the show doesn't grow. But here's an uncomfortable truth that I think so many people need to hear, which is like your podcast is just responding exactly in proportion to how seriously you're taking it. And I don't mean taking it seriously in regards to being consistent with the content side of things. Like most people create great content, have great conversations. The likelihood is, if you're listening to me and Ty go back and forth week in and week out, your content isn't the problem. That's not the reason why your show isn't growing. The problem is, even though you have good content, you're still treating your podcast like a side project, like a hobbyist, whilst you're expecting main character results.
But we all know that investing 3 to 5 hours scattered per week, like the, you know, in the way we mentioned before, with no strategy, you can't do that and expect to build an audience of thousands. You can't deprioritize growth activities because life is busy, things are overwhelming, there's a lot going on right now, but then complain that you're invisible.
And I think a lesson that we had to learn the hard way, Tyke, right, is this idea that the market, meaning your audience, your customers, the people you want the attention of, they quite frankly don't really care about your intentions. They just respond to execution. Meaning you might have the best intention in the world. You might want to make an impact. You might want to monetize your show. You might want to reach thousands of new listeners because your message matters. But if you don't do the marketing activities and you don't execute, the audience won't pay attention to you. And I remember for me and you, Tog, we had to learn this the very hard way, which is the market doesn't care about your intentions, because 4 years ago, for some reason, we had the brilliant idea of launching an online growth and monetization program when, quite frankly, we just didn't have the experience. We didn't have the case studies. We didn't have the reps. We didn't have the right systems. And all we had was theory of how to grow shows. And we thought, well, we know all these stuff. We know we're good. We know we're, you know, helping people here and there for free. So why not just launch an entire podcast growth and monetization program? We spent months building things up. We eventually launched and it felt flat. We got zero, literally zero sales. And I'm pretty sure we had like 3 or 4 clicks to the actual website, but zero conversions. And it's because our execution was poor. We didn't take the right steps to market ourselves properly. We didn't take the right steps in order to actually build an audience. We didn't take the right steps to get clients consistent results. And we certainly didn't have a repeatable system for getting people results. So how could we expect that we were going to have a successful launch when, truth be told, we didn't really deserve it? And I think for a lot of podcasters right now, whether you're a business owner or an expert, in this particular situation, we see this really with experts who want to go full-time in their podcast, which is their execution essentially demonstrates that the podcast and growing and marketing it isn't a priority, you know?
We recently spoke to someone who'd been podcasting for 4 years, and they said that last month the podcast had generated negative 100. It was in the minus. And then they said, well, it's always been negative. It's been a hobby.
Then fast forward 10 minutes later, he told us that his dream was actually to quit his current full-time job so he can go full-time on his podcast.
But of course, which is it? Is it a hobby you do for fun, or is it a business you're trying to build? Because you certainly can't have it both ways, and that is what keeps most podcasters stuck forever. Now, if it's a hobby, great. Keep doing exactly what you're doing. Enjoy the creative outlet. Accept that you're going to have the same amount of listeners per episode. It probably won't grow much. But you don't need to stress about the growth in that case. Genuinely, you can stop stressing about the growth and just accept it for what it is.
And I think we say that quite literally. I think, like Tig mentioned, the biggest thing that screws people up is the fact they don't decide. It's like, well, it's kind of a hobby, but I want to do it full time. Oh, it's kind of a hobby, but I want it to make me money, meaning it'll be a business. And we say this because if it is supposed to be a business, if you genuinely want to replace your full-time income, build an audience, make an impact, you can have all those things. That is possible, but you need to stop treating the podcast like you'll just eventually stumble into the success. You know, you'll get it when you have the time. And when we asked this podcaster, you know, hey, well, what's holding you back from learning about the marketing and the growth strategies? He essentially just mentioned, well, the marketing side of things bores me to tears. You know, like I just want to talk to people. I'm not a marketing guy. I'm a content creator. I enjoy the content piece.
Which is essentially saying, I want the results of a business by treating it as a hobby, i.e. without doing the work of a business.
And for you, if you want to quit your full-time work, but you're not willing to spend the 5 to 10 hours of focused work per week and learning how to grow the podcast, how to turn it into a real business, he essentially chose that he'd rather stay stuck for 4 years than put his head down, get to work, and go through the discomfort of learning something new. I think for both me and Tig, we're saying this passionately because we know it doesn't need to be like that. Like, no one should spend 4 years of their time in a podcast that has a good message, that is actually good content, to not grow just because they didn't go through the discomfort of learning something new. It's not really a business plan, right? It's essentially just hoping and praying that something will eventually magically shift for your show. But how long have you been repeating that same script only to get the same failing results?
Another podcaster we spoke with had been in the space for 5 years. She wanted to build a ministry and impact thousands of lives and knew her content was valuable because listeners had told her so. But she was down from 200 listeners per episode to now 40 listeners per episode.
And when we asked her, you know, how many hours are you putting into the growth and marketing side of the business? What are you doing to test and experiment to see how we can get the podcast moving in the right direction, given that you've had a massive, nearly 80% drop in your listeners? She responded with,
it depends. I'm not always consistent. There are other priorities in life. I did guest outreach for 1 month last summer, but the person I worked with wasn't aligned. I posted on Instagram sometimes, but I'm always behind on creating clips.
And I think you can see the pattern here, which is like, okay, well, that's 1 month of guest outreach. You've been inconsistent when it comes to promoting the podcast. There's no SEO strategy in place, and there's no system for actually growing your show consistently. But she wanted to build the podcast, build the ministry, go full time, quit her 9 to 5, and make money from the show. Which again is kind of like, well, if that's what you want, then your actions have to meet that. And then we pointed out to her that, well, it kind of sounds like you're trying something, quote unquote trying, then because you don't see immediate results straight away, you then quit. But by you quitting, you guarantee it'll never work. And again, she had a light bulb moment and was like, oh yeah, you're right. I should be consistent and I should just keep at it and figure things out rather than just hitting a roadblock and eventually quitting. And for her, she said, I should be more consistent, which once again, I don't know about you guys, but someone saying I should versus I will are two very different things. And this isn't like a judgment or a shame on this individual. There's nothing to do with that at all. It's just to demonstrate how if you decide to show up in a certain way by having lack of commitment to your podcast, you can't then expect the podcast to give you everything you want and more. It doesn't work like that.
Right. If you want hobby level results, then obviously you can keep showing up with a hobby level commitment. If you want business level results, if you genuinely want to quit your job, replace your income, build an audience and make an impact, you need to start showing up like it's the most important project you're working on, not someday when you have more time or when you figure things out or when things are a bit calmer. Today. Because your podcast doesn't know about your dreams, it only knows about your actions. And the same with the market. And right now, your actions are telling the podcast and telling your market, you're basically putting out into the world, the podcast isn't that important to me. You're telling your podcast you're not that important to me. You're telling the market, your potential listeners, you're not that important to me. So the world is responding accordingly.
And what we mean by that, to really bring this point home, is if you're not doing the things you know you need to do to grow your podcast and take you to that next level, meaning getting help, meaning hiring a coach, meaning actually taking actions consistently that will grow your show, like, you know, the excuse of I don't know what I don't know, I completely get that, totally understand. But what things are you doing to ensure you fill in that gap? That's a problem. How do you fix it? But when you don't educate yourself or invest in a mentor or invest in learning how to grow and monetize the show, that's your actions. That's you telling the podcast, the market, that your dreams, your goals, your ambitions aren't that important because you're not backing them up with your actions. You're saying these things, but then you're not acting in alignment with the future you want to create. And that guarantees, again, that you kind of just stay where you are, which if you're happy with that, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're someone who's at the point where you recognize that, oh, I need to commit to something, if you're at the point where you're tired of not growing after years spent on your show, and you're no longer willing to stay stuck at the same level, repeating the same actions that get you nowhere, then go to the show notes, click the first thing that you see, and book a strategy session where I'll walk you through how it can help you break through your current growth plateau. That would be my absolute pleasure. So again, go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast and book a time to speak with us. With that being said, we'll catch you on the next episode.